Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The death of Jerry Springer in suburban Chicago today at the age of 79 is prompting an examination of his career and his influence on TV. Let's bring in Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. And you can find him on the radio right now in Chicago. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And this is not just a national story, at least as far as Chicago is concerned, because for many years, Tom, this was his home base. He was at the NBC Tower from 1991 until 2009. That was when Connecticut passed a tax break that forced a lot of TV shows to move their production to Connecticut from either New York or Chicago or elsewhere. And there's my own personal memories of him, Tom. I mean, I actually hosted a talk show with Jerry Springer on the radio about 14 years ago. No chairs were thrown. But just thinking back on that show, and how it was almost optimized for a universe of 100 cable TV channels in the 90s. It was designed to make you stop channel surfing. Those production practices and that search for viral moments that people talk about, that is going to live on for a very long time.
Yeah, it really is. And I was looking at Amazon today. You can still buy Jerry Springer non-FCC compliant clip shows.
Too hot for TV.
For $300. $300, Rob. That's what kind of a cultural phenomenon it was.
And just think, if you just called that 900 number when they were actually advertising it on late night cable, you could have picked it up for, what, $30 back in 1999?
Yeah. I think you bring up a good point. You know, Jerry started with a pretty straight public affairs show in 1991, but by 1993, it had to be totally reimagined. And then it was off to the races. It was part of a time when, you know, news and information was sort of morphing into the tabloid programming and more infotainment type of programming. And it gave other shows social permission to go off the rails, you know, Inside Edition, A Current Affair. And we can't forget, too, speaking of Chicago, it's why Ron Majors and Carol Marin quit when they tried to turn around and put Jerry on to do commentaries within a newscast. So he was highly controversial, certainly a cultural phenomena, averaging 7 million daily viewers in the afternoons across the country. He was in every TV market in the U.S.
And I was in high school when that whole controversy broke out in May of 1997, when Channel 5 wanted to add commentary to their newscast. And they said, hey, why not Jerry Springer? He's in the building. He did commentaries on Channel 4 in Cincinnati with no problem at all. But of course, by that time, the show had so much baggage and Ron and Carol had so much influence and integrity. They both quit the newscast at the same time, and that set Channel 5 back for a couple of years afterward. They had to take out an ad in the paper to explain their reasoning to people. It was a very big controversy at the time.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, I was in TV news for 30 years, and it was just earth-shaking, but I think a lot of people felt, you know, that was just crossing the line. Throwing Jerry inside your newscast was just beyond the pale. And I think that Carol and Mr. Majors certainly, you know, expressed that by their actions. You know, he was a top rated syndicated show, like we mentioned before. And, you know, he was a cultural phenomenon. I continue to say he's a little bit of a Rorschach test, not only about television, but about, you know, the dumbing down or the coarsening of the dialogue in this society. Was he simply reflecting who we are, or did he somehow influence us to become this? You know, that's one of the great questions that still lingers.
And I think he would say that the show was a goof. He did take the guests seriously. He didn't. He wasn't approaching this cynically and saying, I'm pulling one over on you, the American people. He knew it just was a ridiculous piece of theater that was on TV for an hour a day. And it's he said maybe its most noble purpose was to give the forum and the spotlight to Americans who normally wouldn't have it. And I think that's kind of the way he saw it. But at the same time, you know, the search for viral moments, the search for moments that would make you stop, you know, always, you know, the fights in the Jerry Springer show were certainly moments that would make you stop. But you're still finding that. You're still trying to, they were viral moments before we knew the term.
Yeah, and The View tries that in a little bit of a different way. And it's interesting, though, like I mentioned before, Jerry with 7 million daily viewers. And now the top-rated show, The View, is about 2.5 million, so less than half of that. You know, the only the only programs, and Rob, we've talked about this before in the past, that can command that kind of viewership now are live sports events.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. We could go on for hours and hours and hours. I mean, we could also talk about the cultural influence of the Morton Downey Jr. show, which was another phenomenon that burned out very quickly in the late 80s, but that's for another time. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason.